Hi guys, welcome to Black Ink Cinema. We are joined by Cody Jagedi, Gangs of Lagos, Amazon Prime screenwriter. Got there in the end, it's a mouthful. But before we get into the amazing film that you wrote, we just wanted to get to know you a little bit more and delve into the mind of Kay. So you are a seasoned screenwriter with a few movies under your belt. I Am Mary, The Perfect Night, which is a short, and Gangs of Lagos. What made you get into screenwriting?
So I've always written, always been obsessed about writing from a very young age. Mm-hmm. I wasn't always sure that I wanted to write film. In the early days, I wanted to write novels and novellas and that sort of thing.
Cool.
And I wrote my first screenplay in 2016, and you know, since then I've just completely fallen in love with the form of TV and film.
Yeah. And what other screenwriters inspire you?
Number one for me is Martin Scorsese.
He's
my favorite filmmaker, period.
Yeah.
But I'm also inspired by a lot of African writers, not necessarily screenwriters, but lots of great novelists like Chinua Achebe, Professor Wole Soyinka, and you know, some of the old sort of African styles of folk tales and storytelling really inspire me every day, 100%.
And I think before we delve into your film, but it kind of, you can see that in the movie. I can kind of see the themes that you got inspired from other movies or other kind of writing, which is interesting that you say that.
Absolutely.
What is your filming, like your writing process?
So my process is outlining. Mm-hmm. Outlining is the most important thing about writing for me, and it sort of sets up the framework for the stuff that you see later on in the script. So the plot and the dialogue, all of that stuff comes after. The first thing for me is the idea, and then it's the characters.
Mm.
And I spend a lot of time making notes, sometimes just in my head as well, or on my phone, about you know, characters, about what the general theme of the story is, what's the story about.
Yeah.
Those are the most important things to me, because what I find is that when you have that as a framework, all the other stuff is quite easy. So once the story is there,
mm-hmm.
the way the plot comes in, you know, the plot is just the unraveling of the story, and whatever style I then decide to go with in terms of how the story unfolds,
yeah.
that's the easy part for me.
Yeah.
So the most important part for me, again, you know, is the themes, what the general story is about, and who the characters
backwards.
Are, and then do it backwards.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's really cool. Did you go to school to study it at all?
No.
What did you study?
I studied political science for my first degree, and then public policy for my master's.
As he says, first degree, just
yeah, that's
way.
An African thing.
He's got more where that came from.
So no formal film training, but you know, like you hear many filmmakers say, the most important sort of training that you get for film is just watching film and reading scripts. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned you have a degree in politics. What other degrees do you have then?
So I have a master's as well. In public policy and administration, yeah.
Of course, love that. And was that hard or easy? How did you find that?
No, it wasn't bad. So my first degree was in the States,
mm-hmm.
Where the learning is very different from the UK. And then I came back to London to do my master's.
Yeah.
And I did, I found that quite tasking, because, you know, the master's degree, no one's standing in front of the classroom teaching you what to do. It's just discussions, isn't it?
Mm.
And it's also very subjective. So you need to have a novel take on you know, your opinions.
Yeah.
As opposed to having a right or wrong answer. So that was quite complicated, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago too. So.
I'm glad
that's in the past though.
But I do love that. I do love how, especially in African culture, everyone loves to just keep learning. Like there's never an end. It's not like, okay, I've gone to school now, that's the end.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
There's always room. And would you ever dabble in acting yourself?
No.
Or directing as well?
Quite recently, I've been thinking, you know, a lot about directing, only because sometimes you get the feeling that you're putting something down on paper that you're not sure would be, you know, translated properly on screen.
Yeah.
That might just be a writer's sort of like anxiety. I don't think it's a real fear or it's a logical fear.
Mm.
But I love writing so much, and I spend so much time writing that I fear that getting into anything else will take away time from the work that I'm doing at the moment. So I doubt that I'll ever, you know, become a director, but I have been thinking about it.
Yeah. Do you ever feel nervous about handing your work over to someone else? Obviously, you do the screenwriting and then somebody else brings it to life, so to speak. Do you ever feel a bit precious about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think most writers will tell you that they're quite precious and quite sensitive about their work. What I've found, though, is that collaborating with the right people changes that. There's a lot of trust when you're working with people who know what they're doing and people who share your vision. And what I've found has been that collaborating with the right partners actually makes the work a lot better, because you put things down on paper and you have a very specific sort of idea of how you want it to translate onto screen, but then you see really brilliant actors do it, you know, in a way that's completely different from how you thought it was going to be. And you know, the same thing for directors as well. A director has a vision that might look different from what you've put down on paper, and then it comes out even better than how you imagined it. And that has been my experience. So at first, you know, you're sort of precious, but over time you learn that collaborating is, you know, could
with
be
the right people.
Yeah, it could be a beautiful thing. Yeah,
exactly. And before we get carried away with your fantastic film, where can people catch you on your socials?
So I'm on Instagram, and it's kjegedi, kay.jegede. That's my Instagram. I've got Twitter as well, but you know, I'm not on Twitter much. But same thing, it's just my first name and my last name.
Fantastic. Now, I'm really excited because it's not often we get a screenwriter of the film that we're going to discuss. So at least now we get like the proper answers and ask you questions and delve deeper into it. I really enjoyed the movie, first of all.
Amazing.
Gangs of Lagos is a fantastic film. It seemed like it had a very healthy budget behind it. You can see that with the cinematography, the style of filming as well was very stylized. I could see that. Some of the choreography, the fight scenes as well, which was really nice to see, especially the evolve of African cinema,
so to speak.
It was really nice to see that that journey. So what inspired you to write Gangs of Lagos?
Yeah, so thanks for your kind words about the film. All of that credit really should go to Jade Oshiberu, who is the producer of the film and whose vision it was. She had this idea while she was shooting something else. She was on the rooftop in downtown Lagos and saw a scene that she thought would, you know, could be a very interesting sort of story about people from that place. And she called me a couple of years ago and said, look, you know, I've got this idea, blah, 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 what do you think? As soon as she explained it to me, I was sold. Not just by the fact that I love the world, I love the genre, but I also think Jadi's a brilliant producer, and she's got a very sort of clear idea of what she wants to make. And I immediately thought, you know, this could be something special. So the initial inspiration came from her, and then as we got into it and started to build characters, the idea then was to build a world that would bring people into a place that they, you know, a place that's never seen on mainstream media, and humanize those people. So that was the essential inspiration behind that. Yeah,
definitely. That's one aspect that I really enjoyed about it. And forgive me if I'm wrong, but when I was watching it, it kind of gave me City of God / Moonlight vibes. Like, that was the films that came to mind when I was, but kind of merged into one movie. And I felt like it kind of honoured Nigeria in that way as well, like showed the fabulous glamorous side, but also the other side. Just, it was a very nice kind of, all aspects were covered while filming it, which is refreshing, because usually, as you know, we just get one point of view of Africa. So it was really cool to see that and to have different characters that you were following and rooting for.
Absolutely. City of God definitely has been a big inspiration. It's one of my favorite films. Same. One of Jadi's favorite films as well. Jadi also loved, you know, the sort of framing of many of the scenes in Moonlight. So you can see that in the film. But when we talk about the characters, I think what was important for us was to tell a story where we're not really preaching about anything. We're not moralizing. We're not saying who's good and who's bad, who's righteous and who's not. What we're doing is just presenting people in a place, and you know, whatever you make of it is up to you, but it was our job as storytellers to present these people in a way that truly represents them and their world in a truthful way.
And you can see that as well. I think a lot more series and films are doing that, where no one's really the hero and no one's really the villain, but you're rooting for everybody, even when people are not doing, you know, abiding by the law, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You still are empathetic to those characters, and which are, I think is testament to really good screenwriting.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That's always the idea. The idea is always to present characters that people understand and people relate to. So whether they're doing good things or bad things, you know, what you want is a character that the audience is able to connect to. And I think that once you get that, once you cross that, you know, that line, then you've done a good job. And for me, that was the most important thing with these characters.
Yeah. And I only mentioned Moonlight as well because at the beginning you start the story with the young boy and the actor, and then he's a bit later, he's a bit older, you see the two kind of him growing up and stuff, which was quite cool, which is quite sweet as well. And then I don't want to give too much away because I want you to all go and watch it.
Yeah.
But again, his peers or his the people that are taking him under their wing, their influence that they have on him as well, and how it was kind of like a Moonlight. And it's nice to see, especially, maybe banging on about this, but like black male role models kind of guiding and being there. Might not be in the best circumstance, but it's still that they are taking someone else under their wing and showing them something other, or showing them the love or attention that they are missing.
100%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I thought was quite sweet. And all kids will want to navigate to that, you know?
Which is
very easy why people get caught up in some crazy situations.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. And that's a big thing as well, when you think about gangs. A lot of people don't realise that in different societies, what you find is kids want either, you know, role models, or they want to be part of something.
They want a family.
Yeah, they want a family, and that essentially is why you find many children join gangs.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with this story, what you see is a kid who essentially falls in love with a father figure.
Yes.
And what he represents, and that then becomes who he wants to be.
Yeah.
And it's something that happens every day.
Mm. What I found it was quite gory. I wasn't expecting it to be as gory as it was. There were some bits I was like, "Oh, ow!" I had to like look away.
Yeah.
Was that a conscious thing that you wanted it to be quite explicit?
Okay. It goes back to us wanting to be honest. You can't tell a story about gangs in Lagos without showing the violence, because that is a very significant part of the gang world or the gang life in Nigeria. Is violent, as it is in many places around the world. So the idea was to be honest about it, not necessarily to say, oh, let's just make a film that has maximum violence, but as soon as I knew we're doing a film about that world, one of the first things I asked Jaddy was, look, is this going to allow maximum violence? And she was like, yeah. So I was like, okay, cool, this is one for me.
Shout out to the makeup artist, because some of those, the faces,
I was really impressed,
oh my God, that looks way too real.
Yeah.
Luckily I watched it during the day, so I had time to get it out of my mind, because I'm very impressionable and I don't need those dreams at night. The actors, especially the main actor, he was phenomenal. So good. I love Ify, God.
Everyone on social media was talking about it. All the women were like, oh man, why do you beat Ify like that, man?
But I think it's an honest story, because this is what happened, you know, wrong place, wrong time, people being two-faced, you know, all of that stuff. So I love stories like that, where it's like very layered and it's not just very straightforward. You're just like, no, it's that person that's in it.
It's drama, isn't
just,
it?
Just drama. And you deciding as well, like, which path you're going to take and where you belong and taking your place in the world, I think is relatable to everybody, because 100%. We all have that conversation with ourselves.
100%,
so
yeah.
I think a lot of people will be able to relate to these characters, even though it's about gangs in Lagos, but I think it's a universal story.
Yeah, 100%.
So do you have any other movies in the pipeline or any other
work? Yes, I have several projects in development, various stages of development or pre-production. And there's a lot of exciting stuff coming on Slate, both for myself, from Jaddy, some together.
Brilliant.
We'll
keep an eye out for that.
Very exciting times, I'm sure.
Do you have any dream actors that you'd love to work with on these upcoming projects?
Yes, my favorite actor at the moment is Damson Idris. From Snowfall, yeah.
Have you finished it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because some people haven't, so I'm just like...
That's one of my favourite shows.
Top tier series.
I really like him. I really like Downton. I really like Wiruchi. Wiruchi Opia. So look out for some new stuff.
That would be really cool.
In the near future. So, yeah, those are two people that I really like. I love Kaluuya as well.
Oh, yeah, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel Kaluuya.
Shout out,
yeah,
Ugandans.
Yeah, sure. And Toby, of course. Toby's a great actor. From Gangs of Lagos. I think he's going to be a megastar.
Toby Bakri, right?
Bakri, yeah.
Yes. But yes, all wonderful, and look forward to seeing them in more stuff. And do you have any dream projects as well? Because I know you've got quite a few things in the pipeline. But what would be your, like, dream project to work on?
Honestly, I feel like some of the projects that I have on slate are the dream projects. One of them is a romantic drama about Fela Kuti and Sandra Smith, who was somebody he fell in love with in 1969.
Wow.
And the story essentially is about 3 months, spending 3 months together in LA when they first meet. And Fela's not singing conscious political music or anything. It's more like generic high life, and he meets this woman who's just so politically savvy, and she's a firebrand, former Black Panther, and they fall in love, and that awakens his political consciousness. So it's a story I'm very proud of, and it's Black love, it's Black history, it's Black politics, and I think it'll be a very important film when we do get to make it, so that's really exciting.
I'm really looking forward to seeing that. You were just mentioning politics, which is a heavy theme in Gangs of Lagos. Is that something that's quite close to your heart? Because it felt like there was a lot of, we know African politics, it's all very corrupt, should I say. But that was a major theme in the film about playing the game and all of that. Was that something that you wanted to highlight?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if, there was a conscious decision to highlight politics. Mm. I think our world is just political. I do like politics. I did study politics. I studied political science. Mm. But I like I like the idea of politics. I like the way people politic in the world. Mm. How people play for power. How people try to get power. How they struggle to retain power, and how power is used in order to access more power. Mm. But I think that's just a world thing. I think that's what people do. Mm-hmm. Somebody walks into a room full of people, and he's trying to figure out how to control the room. Mm-hmm. That's politics, right?
Yeah.
So it's not so much that we set out to sort of reveal corruption in politics or anything like that. All we did was just present the world, and that's the way the world is. And the world is political. So. Yeah.
No, I like that aspect. I also like the fact that you had a female kind of lead gang member in there as well. That felt quite cool. And she was like tomboy, but then she was very girlish at times, and she would wear heels, and she was very gangster, and I was very scared of her, and I was like, especially when she was back and forth with there was another guy who was quite, he just didn't like her.
She's a great actress.
Fantastic.
I did swear to me,
absolutely fantastic, so I just really appreciated that.
That's all Jadi, man. Jadi was very, very adamant about strong female characters.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is in real life. You go to those places in Lagos that, a lot of those bosses are women. So
yes, exactly.
That's important.
Did you have a hand in the casting process at all?
No, not really, but with Jadi, we were constantly bouncing ideas around.
Yeah.
And there are a few of those guys that, I said, I think this guy would be good, or I think that person would be good, and she went ahead. We generally agree a lot on
That's good.
Creative stuff, we're very sort of got a very similar worldview when it comes to filmmaking. So
that's luxury.
Yeah, I know. That's not often the case. It's magic, isn't it? It's magic.
I felt like there was a place for a part two, how it kind of ended.
Right.
Was that intentional that you could have done a part two, or was that just the ending?
Story.
You figure it out yourself.
Yeah, that's just the story. But I'll say, just wait for what's coming next.
Okay.
But there is some stuff coming next.
Yeah, because also like the daughter. The big boss guy.
Yeah, Kazee.
I felt like, that wasn't kind of wrapped up. So there's an avenue for the story to continue. See, I'm with you. It's all right. I've got this.
It's so interesting because on Twitter, you can see literally after people saw the film, people were predicting what part two was going to be or what was going to come next. I was like, oh, very interesting.
Let's wait and see. Yeah, exactly. Because I thought that was quite interesting because, you know, having a gangster dad or whatever and being kind of oblivious to it or pretending that you don't see what's actually going on and that conversation. Because it must be difficult. You're born into this life, you know, you don't choose it. So what do you do? You know, that's your father. You're very, very layered. Love it.
100%, yeah.
I'm here for that. But yeah, I think the actors were also... but we want to get to know you a little bit better, so we've got a quick fire round with you.
Yeah.
Who is your favourite black actress?
Whew, that's a tough question. I know it's meant to be quick fire, but...
No, it's fine.
That's a hard one. At the moment, I'll say it's Wiruchi Opia.
Mm-hmm.
Right
now. I love
now.
That.
Yeah.
And your favourite black actor?
Damson, Idris, easy.
Yeah. So good. Oh my God, I love his character arc in Snowfall. He's just 10/10.
Oh, he's great.
Your favourite Nigerian actress and actor?
Oh man, I've got... right now, I have to go with Toby Bakre and Adesanya Toby.
Love that. have you got a favourite black screenwriter? Because you mentioned Martin Scorsese, but...
Favourite black screenwriter? I really like Jordan Peele.
Love Jordan Peele, yes.
I think what he's done, you know, is stuff that people will talk about for a very long time. He's created a genre.
Reinvented horror.
Yeah, which is like black comedy horror.
Yeah.
And I think he's a genius for that. So I'll say, yeah, he's probably my favourite black screenwriter. Yeah, for sure.
I think I got really emotional when he won the Oscar as well, because I was just like...
Argh! Yeah, he's a genius.
Brilliant. Man. Your all-time favourite black-led movie? It's a difficult one, isn't it?
Black-led movie. So many. I love Coming to America.
That is classic. You can't go wrong with that.
I'd say Malcolm X.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a great movie. Denzel.
It's a three-parter, I call it. Such a...
Yeah, it's an
stodgy,
epic, isn't it?
Yeah, very epic.
Yeah.
Favourite Nollywood film?
Gangs of Lagos.
Hey. I was like, aside from Gangs of Lagos.
That's no.
Who would you like to play you in the biopic?
Play me?
Mm-hmm. We've got to tell your story.
I don't know. I'll have to come back to you on that.
Okay.
I never thought about it.
If you could play any character, who would it be? Like an already made character that's in a series or film?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein?
Yeah. It's a great, great character.
It is.
A great character arc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have an answer for your... Who would play you in the biopic?
I'm trying to think. Because they'll need to be Nigerian, right?
I mean, at this rate, you know, everyone plays everyone.
Do you know who I really like? Sam Adewumi. He's in You Don't Know Me.
Oh, yes.
He's a fantastic actor.
Yes,
he's got like this really like haunting, sort of, like brooding look that I like. Yeah,
yeah.
He's a good actor.
Oh, there you go. That's a great answer. So that's a wrap. We'll quick fire round. So if you had to direct people to entice them to watch Gangs of Lagos, what clip would it be and why?
My favorite scene in the movie is when Terrell gets kidnapped and he's begging for his life. That's the clip, actually.
That's the clip.
Yeah, it's across the river.
Mm.
That was... Yeah, that's the one. That's my favourite. And it's my favourite character in the film as well, so yeah, it'll be that one.
I had a gruesome one. The butcher scene was quite...
Okay.
I know that's a bit... It's a lot, but it just kind of encompasses Gangs of Lagos. I felt like it had all the goriness, but was very sinister, and you just wanted to know what was going to happen next as well.
That scene was very... well thought out.
Yeah.
The idea, the point of the scene essentially is to show you what kind of character Kazim is.
Mm.
And, you know, one of the things that he says there, not to spoil it, is he says, I'm the son of a butcher.
Yes.
I'm comfortable with blood and guts and things like that. And I thought that was a very rich sort of way to describe, for a person to describe himself. He says, I'm a butcher. I'm the son of a butcher. And that sort of just tells you everything that you need to know about this guy.
Yeah.
So, I like that scene as well, actually.
Yeah, that's really, really cool scene. Do you have any other scenes that you liked aside from, like, not directing anyone, but, like, any favourite scenes from the movie?
From Gangs of Lagos? I like the final scene.
Mm. That was beautiful as well.
Yeah, I like the final scene. And I like... I like many of the tender scenes between the friends.
Yes.
Because I think those, you know, I think when you see people with their friends, it humanizes them in a way that, you know, you don't really get in you know, in other
yeah.
scenes.
Yeah.
So seeing people as friends in that sort of tender intimacy was beautiful, I thought.
I quite liked, you mentioned in the friends, you know, when the Iffy's baby mother comes and confronts him and is like, you've just left me alone or whatever, and all the friends are like, what are you doing? like, you know, holding him accountable to that, which I think, you know, as good friends, that's what you would do or you should do.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back and have dinner and, you know, with the mum, his mum's there and everything. Yeah. I thought in amongst all of this craziness that was going on, it was quite lovely to see that, and it just brought it back to, they're just young boys and girls,
you know. They're just kids. And sorry, you just reminded me, the scene with Iffy's mom in church actually is my favourite scene.
Oh, yeah, that was
that
quite
was
powerful.
Yeah, that was really powerful.
I felt it.
I saw the film and I had to ask Jaddy, I was like, yo, that scene, what was going
was
on?
It one
How
take?
Do you direct that?
Yeah, exactly.
It was one take.
No way.
Yeah, one take.
That was, I mean, it you felt
wild.
The venom in her voice.
She's
and
Chioma Akpata. She's an incredible actor.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that. Yeah.
Because also, it's like these things, these heinous things were happening, as they kept on saying, people dying and everything. And, you know, it was really brought home to her at that point. And you felt that as well. Because we'd seen other people get hurt, but we hadn't really touched home. So it was really, you felt her pain when she was talking.
Yeah.
And that got me really, making noise. And that got me really emotional.
Yeah.
So there was just so many good scenes in that as well. And of course, I don't want to give too much away, but like, it's Sod's Law. Iffy on the day that he's, you know, gonna perform. I was really upset. I was like, why are you doing this to me, Kay? God, why any other way? And I'm looking forward to seeing your other projects as well.
Absolutely.
Hopefully soon.
Thank you.
But Kay, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I know you're a busy man, so I will not take any more of your time. Wish you the absolute best.
Thank you.
Thanks again for coming on Black Lips Cinema Podcast.
Thanks for having me.